And then I remembered how old Earnshaw used to come in when all was tidied, and call me a cant lass, and slip a shilling into my hand as a Christmas box. And from that, I went on to think of his fondness for Heathcliff, and his dread lest he should suffer neglect after death had removed him. And that naturally led me to consider the poor lad's situation now. And from singing, I changed my mind to crying.
Little Billy was running with the speed of an arrow, but each time he glanced back over his shoulder, the puffs of orange-red smoky breath had gotten closer. They were so close now, he could feel the wind of them on the back of his neck. And the noise. It was deafening in his ears. This fearsome swooshing, whooshing, whiffling, panting noise.
Woomph, woomph, it went. Woomph, 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 woomph. Woomph, woomph.
It was like the noise made by a steam locomotive pulling out from a station.
I hate myself, but I've changed. I'm a different person. I'm gonna make up for every bad thing I've ever done. But I just want you to know I'm so, so sorry.
Ellie shook her head. She'd listened in silence while the whole confession had come tumbling out. She could have said something sooner, but Rue was so desperate on getting everything off her chest it would have been wrong to jump in and stop her in her tracks.
He went on drinking his beer, and his evil mind kept working away on the latest horrid trick he was going to play on the old woman. Suddenly, as Mr. Twit tipped the last drop of beer down his throat, he caught sight of Mrs. Twit's awful glass eye staring up at him from the bottom of the mug. It made him jump.
I told you I was watching you, cackled Mrs. Twit. I've got eyes everywhere, so you better be careful.
He knew the sleeper was nothing but pillows and blankets, because earlier he arranged them under the covers. He knew. Just pillows and blankets. Henry listened for a distant door to open. He listened for the stealthy footsteps of an intruder. He listened intently for the sound of the bedsprings adjusting to a shifting weight.
June 2nd, 1993. Alex Setlin can kiss my arse. If he thinks he's got a chance with me now, do you know, I'm fuming. Stupid leery bastard. I elbowed him right in the nuts when he tried to grope me. To think I used to fancy him.
January 8th, 2010. Our times have changed, eh? Now I'm stuck with husband and kids. Don't even appreciate me.